Latest reports say that at least 38 people, many of them children, have been killed in an attack at a childcare facility, a nursery, essentially, in northeastern Thailand. More than 20 children are among the dead, with victims as young as 2 years old. It seems that the father of a boy who used to use the nursery was the attacker involved. Let's get the latest from Tommy Walker, foreign correspondent based in Bangkok in Thailand, who's been covering this story. Absolutely dreadful events, Tommy.
Yeah, horrific. Such a shocking, you know, set of events, really, that that's rocked Thailand, really. And, you know, Thailand doesn't, it's rare to have mass shootings, but, you know, this one, as it stands, with, like you said, at least 38 people have been killed, 24 children. It looks like it's going to be Thailand's worst ever mass shooting.
And what do we know about the events and the attacker?
Well, the attacker is, you know, according to reports, 34-year-old. He was an ex-police officer who had been fired for his involvement in drug trafficking. And he was fired. I think he was fired this year, and he was on trial this year. He was involved in drug trafficking, and basically he'd entered this sort of nursery centre around lunchtime in the province, opened fire to about four or five teachers and officials, and then went on his killing spree, and then eventually fled in a white pickup truck, killed his wife and his child and himself.
And as I understand it, when he went away in that truck, he managed to hit people with that too and fire on them as well. So he was clearly just indiscriminate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's photos emerged online of you know, of his victims, of what he's done. And one of the photos that I saw was someone lying on the side of the road looking like they'd been, attacked, you know, whether they'd been fired from the car or the car had ran them over. So, he was obviously on a rampage. And the Thai chief of police, in a press conference actually just about an hour ago, said that they believe that the gunman was on some form of amphetamine at the time. A horrific story. It shocked Thailand. Now we just have to wait for investigators to see that, you know, if there was any motive behind it.
Has anything emerged about his relationship with his own wife and child? Because he seemed, I read some reports that he was looking for his own child in the nursery.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's coming out. I mean, look, you know, it's still developing. I mean, he was looking for his own son, and obviously he couldn't at the time. I don't know anything at the moment about his relationship. Everything's still quite fresh. And obviously, the country's just still in shock, really.
And you talk there about mass shootings like this being very rare. What about gun crime generally and gun ownership generally? What's the picture in Thailand?
Well, Thailand, you know, you can own a gun, but you have to be obviously authorized to do that. You need a permit. You know, there is a major problem in Thailand for illegal guns. People in Thailand have openly admitted that they can buy guns online. They can buy guns through gun sellers. And there's always these different ways of people to access guns, really. I mean, looking at sort of recent reports that I read earlier, Thailand has reported 6 million registered gun owners, but apparently there's up to 10 million. There's another 4 million of illegal guns still in the country. So there is, it's accessible. You can get guns if needed. But obviously since today, many people from Human Rights Watch to former members of the Senate in Thailand have said Thailand really needs to, you know, have some gun control and look at countries like England and European countries and Japan and really limit how accessible these guns can be.
Thank you, Tommy, for talking to us. Dreadful story. Tommy Walker, foreign correspondent based in Bangkok in Thailand.